You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
An organization known for its work with veterans blinded while on duty is helping veterans deal with many other causes of blindness. For example, experts estimate that more than 10 million Americans are affected by macular degeneration. That figure is likely to grow as baby boomers age. Macular degeneration is caused by the deterioration of the part of the retina that records the images we see. While it cannot be cured, progress is being made toward effective treatment. Veterans who find they have the condition have resources available through the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. The organization has been helping blinded veterans since 1945. It has a full-time field service program that provides advice to veterans and links them with VA benefits to which they are entitled. Field representatives often assist veterans with their medical claims. The association services are free and available to any blinded veteran. To learn more, visit www.bva.org or call 1-800-669-7079 toll-free.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond. This is the second hour of Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, the phone number, yes, the call in, that's right, 407-894-1680. And today I'm here with Dr. Lucille O'Neill, and I'm here with Lynn Golder. I'm here with Chris Shaw behind the scenes. That's right. So if you want to call in 407-894-1680. And folks, wherever you are, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in New Orleans, if you're in Chicago, wherever you are, call in. Let's hear from you. 407-894-1680. Lynn.
Yes.
What's happening, baby?
What's happening? Well, I thought we'd use this segment to do our second trivia. To talk a little bit more about the Life Fun and Fellowship Luncheon. And we'll do some things like that. And then after that, we will have our guest caller. She called a little early. She's going to call back. Dr. Janet Ford is calling from Arkansas. So I thought we would take care of this, and then we'll talk to Dr. Ford. All right?
Okay.
How's that?
Can I say something right quick?
No. Oh, you wanted to tell the story about your daughter. Yes?
Yes.
Cool. Do it.
I can go?
Do it.
Before we went to break, we were talking about how we love the word love.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is 4 years old. I have a four-year-old. And this, we're going through this phase now where everything gets no to her. She got to say no for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, it just kind of took me in. I said, look, I'm tired of this word no. So I spanked her. And she got ready to brush her teeth. In the midst of her brushing her teeth, she said, Daddy, you made me sad. You don't love me anymore. I said, No. Don't do that. Now I feel some kind of way for what I did. But I sat down and we talked over the phone, and we talked when we got out of church this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I did it because I love you, and I don't want you to get in no more trouble. So I had to explain to her. She like, we good? She said, we good? I said, yeah, we good.
She just had a birthday.
Right.
Last week, right?
Yeah.
That's good, though,
Cute story.
You know why you're explaining to her. And what I was telling Michael is that the communication now is much, much better between parents and children.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's when I gave Stephen a licking, remember?
I felt so guilty. Forget that? Oh, my gosh.
He got out of control. He was getting ridiculous.
It was the first time
I ever touched his behind, ever.
He's tushy. Mm-hmm.
And when I started spanking his behind, he was like, he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it that I touched him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Stephen, I'm doing this because I love you. I love you. And I'm spanking him. And I'm telling him, as I'm spanking him, I'm telling him, I love you. I love you. I love you. But I'm hitting you because you're so bad. And I said, you got to be good. You can't keep on hitting your sister. He was hitting his sister.
Oh,
we have a caller.
Okay, who's on the line?
Take the caller, then we'll do the second trivia. Okay,
who's on the line?
It must be Charles Brooks from Kissimmee, Florida.
Charles from Kissimmee, Florida.
Good evening. How are you?
Hi,
all right.
Charles.
How you doing, Charles?
Hi, Charles.
Lynn?
Charles.
Good to hear you.
Good to hear your voice, young man.
Michael?
Yep.
Good to have you back.
Thank you so much.
He sounds good, right?
Yes, he does. He sounds very good.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I want to thank everybody who sent me a
card.
That's
right, Michael,
that was very nice. Everybody sent me cards. I appreciate it so much.
And the most recent one from the GOCB.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Charles, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I'm sure he wants to meet Dr. O'Neill.
Well, I was going to say hello to Dr. O'Neill.
Charles, how are you doing?
It's great to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you.
And I would also... I have a couple of PSAs, see.
PSAs?
Oh, we lost them.
I heard that click.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his call dropped on this end.
Okay, well, we'll get him back.
Okay.
So why don't we, you going to do the trivia in the meantime?
Yes.
Okay, because we won't have any time.
Okay, listen to this one. This is a good trivia.
Oh, I love this song.
Okay, trivia time.
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who is singing this song? Who's singing this song? Now listen to the words of this song.
Never give up, never give in, never let a ray of doubt slip in. just get up and try again. Never lose hope, never lose faith. There's much too much at stake. Upon myself I must depend. I'm not looking for place to show I'm gonna win. No stopping now, there's still a ways to go. Some way, somehow, whatever it takes, I know I'll never quit. No, no, I'll never go down. I'll make sure they remember my name.
Okay, a great song. Wasn't that great words? Did you hear some of those words? Beautiful words. Great song. Mm-hmm. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? We have a call on the line. Who is it?
Okay, we got two callers. We got Charles that is back, and then we got another caller who's calling in for the trivia.
Who's calling the trivia?
All right, Brother Theo is calling in for the trivia.
Is he up okay?
Yeah.
Last 3 weeks?
It's been a while.
It's been a while since we heard Brother Theo.
Okay, so Brother, who's Brother Trevor?
Theo? Who do you want first? Theo?
Let's take Brother Theo first.
Theo, you there?
Yes. Hi. God bless you, Michael and Lynn.
Hi.
And that young lady back there in the background with y'all.
Oh, hey.
She's doing a good job, and she's promoting y'all and putting it out there, and I pray that everybody here listen and call in and help support that. Because that's very important. Eyes are very important. Yes, and I believe Michael will see again if he eats healthy.
If he eats healthy, I hope so. I hope you're right, Brother Theo.
I believe God will help him, let him see again. I really believe that in my heart.
Okay, well, thank
you. And
that
song was by Brian McKnight.
There you go.
Yay, Brother Theo.
Brother Theo.
That song right there make me want to cry when I hear that. Think about somebody I fell in love with, my flower.
Oh, my, that's good.
Yeah.
You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Len. Thank you so much.
Don't
hang up. Give your name and address. We'll take it. Let's talk from Charles. And thanks for calling in, Brother.
Thanks, Mike. Hold on, Mike.
All right. Hi, Charles. You back?
Yes, I'm back. Okay. I apologize.
Okay. You
don't know what's going on with my phone.
Okay.
But I had
a couple quick PSAs.
Two PSAs. One, the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind is meeting April the 1st.
Okay.
From 12 to 2:30 at the William Booth Towers. And
what's the other one?
The other one is on April the 8th is the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind's trivia night.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so we'd like to see everybody turn out. That's the DFW on South Goldenrod. Starts at 7 o'clock and runs until about 9:30.
Well, thank you so much, Charles, for calling in.
Thank you. We got to run.
We'd like to also invite Dr. O'Neill to come and speak with our group. At any time.
Well, that would be
wonderful.
Thank
you so very much.
Okie dokie.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Charles.
Have a good night, guys.
Thank you, Charles, for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, we have another caller?
I'm not sure, but I have a feeling that our guest caller is on the line. We're going to be speaking to Dr. Janet Ford momentarily, and she's from the World Services for the Blind and the Arkansas Older Blind Project. So we're looking forward to meeting Dr.
She's
Ford.
She's calling in from Arkansas.
She's calling in from Arkansas. Oh, yes, she
is. Hey, folks, just remember one thing. If you miss any part of this show, you go to our website. They're all the... we're going to break?
We're going to break.
All right. Don't forget, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
No,
if you miss
break.
Any part, go look at it. Don't go away.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about.
Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you want to look us up on our web, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you miss any part of our show, you want to listen to any shows in the past on the archives, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, we have a caller calling in. Lynn?
We do. We'd like to welcome Dr. Janet Ford. And Janet is from the World Services for the Blind and the Arkansas Older Blind Project. Welcome, Dr. Ford.
Welcome.
All these doctors tonight.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. And meet
Thank you.
Meet Dr. O'Neill.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Ford.
And I have with me Dr. Tim Bain, who is our medical director.
Well, hello, Dr. Tim.
Hello.
Hello. We just discovered we have a dog locked in the room with us.
Oh,
so
okay.
Not a thing.
So, Dr. Ford?
Yes.
You, why don't you tell a little bit briefly about your background in the field of visually impaired impairment? And then,
you had the idea about
the gardening project, which I loved.
Yes. I am the director of the Older Blind Project here at World Services for the Blind.
Okay.
I have many, many years, more than I care to admit, experience in teaching the visually impaired in administration. And I just have a real love for these folks in this Older Blind Project.
Mm-hmm.
And we try, Arkansas is a very rural state, and we try to stretch our dollars as far as humanly possible and then some. So we have come up with what we like to think are some rather unique ways to involve our blind and visually impaired adults, mm-hmm, and improve their health, their outcomes, and hopefully keep them in their homes some sustainable independence as long as possible.
Well, that's good. Sounds like a wonderful program.
And so why don't you tell us about the new project, the gardening project, the potato bucket project?
Yes, we have a couple of things going. We have potato bucket,
uh-huh,
which with Arkansas being such a rural state,
mm-hmm,
so many of these folks that we go out and see on home visits are a long ways from the grocery store, number one. Number two, it's very secluded.
Right. Right.
And they just need something to occupy their time, especially those who have lost their sight to macular degeneration, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, something that has come on rather fast. In other words, this is something new to them. And we discovered that the longer we can keep these folks active, that they're more receptive to the medical care and suggestions of Dr. Boehm and other medical professionals. So we are doing container gardening and potato buckets. And potato buckets are simply growing potatoes in 5-gallon buckets.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and we are hitting up restaurants and schools, any place that receives commercial grade food items in buckets for these buckets. And then we are, we go to the Dollar Tree or the little, the $1 shop, whatever they're called, wherever we are.
Yeah.
And we pick up some pool noodles and a bag of potting soil, and we usually carry the potatoes with us in the correct season, and it's just a good way to interact and visit with the folks. Just chop up the pool noodles so that they will act as the moisture absorption, put in the bottom, put the dirt on top, poke in some holes, and we've got potatoes growing.
Wow. And I just realized what you were talking about, pool noodles. I'm like, what is she talking about? That's those long things the kids hit each other with in the pool, right?
That's
those long styrofoamy thingies.
Oh.
You know, those the colors, they come in blue and orange and pink. Yeah, that's called the pool noodle. And they bat each other on the head with it because it doesn't hurt.
Oh, my.
So I was wondering, now I know what she's talking about. They cut it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we do that because otherwise 5 gallons of dirt would be very heavy.
Right,
And my staff, obviously, we could not manage those with the folks. But by doing this, it allows us to, you know, the purpose is actually multi-pronged. We're wanting to see, can the individual move about? Can we interest them in something? Can they carry on conversations? What have been interests in the past? And we're also just scoping out, what are the living conditions? Lots of times we go into these homes and they don't want to talk about what they eat. They don't want to talk about their health issues. And this has just been a real good way. It's a great icebreaker,
right,
we have found, particularly with men.
Oh, particularly with men. But it sounds
really
good.
Men are
really
so proud they don't want to talk, right, about it.
Yes. Well, and the men have typically you had more of an interest in gardening, and especially in the rural areas. And you don't have to have a lot of sun, you know, they can be in an apartment and have a balcony or a patio, just anything. They don't do too well on the porch. Obviously, you need some sun. But tomatoes, just doing the containers, tomatoes, peppers.
Dr. Ford.
And Dr. Boehm was just telling me he was recommending, did you say, what type of tomato? A cherry?
Well, a cherry is going to grow a little faster, and it's especially suited to container growing. In fact, you can actually look at the labels in terms of suitability. But it's interesting also that generally tomatoes are considered a free food for diabetics. That is, they don't count as carb or anything else. So not only do you get to something to spend your time, but you get something that you can eat thereafter.
Right. How many miles out do you, what is the circumference, the radius of, how far out do you go from World Services for the Blind to help the visually impaired?
We
blind?
Cover the entire state, corner to corner,
state.
Border to border.
Wow.
Is this only for adults? Is this service only for adults, or do you service children also?
No. Well, the program I'm involved with is adults 55 and over. This is the older blind.
The older blind project. Okay.
Yes.
But World Services also, though, for the kids, all right?
Yeah.
World Services.
Right. World Services serves everyone.
All right. Kids too.
Right.
Good.
That's yes.
Good. So you have to have a lot of volunteers to go out to all these different places in the rural areas for this program.
No, we actually have very few volunteers.
Oh.
I have a staff of, there are actually five of us who do this. And so you can just imagine we go in different directions, but we try to do a lot of group settings, going into communities, going to senior centers, trying to, one of the big things that we find, and I can't speak for other parts of the country, but families have so many questions. The individual has gone to the doctor and has a diagnosis of macular degeneration and can no longer drive, and their children and grandchildren just don't understand what this disease is about. So by having these group meetings, we can educate family, we can involve family. It's a great opportunity for folks to ask questions of Dr. Bain, for us to do some very quick assessments to see if the individual is relying too heavily on family, if we think perhaps that person could use additional family support. We do a lot of group meetings at senior centers, churches, that sort of stuff.
Well, Dr. Ford, if anybody, well, I hope people are listening out in Arkansas, would you please give the information how they can reach you in reference to this project before we leave?
They can reach us through World Services for the Blind in Little Rock. The number is 501-664-7100.
Okay. Or they can contact through the World Services for the Blind website, right? WSB?
Yes.
Yes. And what is that website?
Offhand? I believe it's wsblind.org.
Right. That's why I wanted you to say it.
And speaking of that, for those who want a little more information about container gardening and any of the little, we have other projects going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. We do a daily blog, and it's wsblindblogspot.com. Oh.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you very much. We have to run, Dr. Ford, and we'd like to have you back again.
Thank you very
much
for calling.
That was really very interesting and a great idea for a project. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
And say hi to Sharon.
Thank you, Betty.
Say hi to Sharon.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, take care.
Thank you, Dr. Ford.
Bye-bye.
And by the way, any information that you would like to know about World Service for the Blind, go to our website. It's there and tell you about it. And if you need a phone number,
click on the link.
Just click on the link and it's right there under blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Okay. Are we ready for our next guest?
Yes,
we are. We are just zooming through this time.
Moving right along.
Well, this is fun. We go from potted potatoes now to delicious diabetic desserts. There we go. All right. We'd like to welcome back Chef Chris, and he is known as the Diabetic Chef, and he's written many books. He's got over 20 years of experience in the culinary field, and he's also diabetic. And we'd like to welcome you back. Hi, Chef Chris.
Hey, Lindsay. Hey. How are you?
All right.
Hey.
How you doing?
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hi, Chef Chris.
And meet Dr. O'Neill.
Dr. O'Neill, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Good to hear from you.
Where are you calling from?
Yeah, where
what
are
part
you?
Of the country?
I am actually visiting family in Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Chris thought Alabama.
In Nashville, Tennessee, to be specific.
Nashville, Tennessee. Okay.
Well, we appreciate you calling in from Nashville. What's it like there right now?
Well, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Did the Grand Ole Opry last night.
Oh, cool. Nice.
That's
absolutely fun. Beautiful here.
So why don't you tell everybody, well, you how we met because of the, you know, the fact that you're diabetic and how you got into the cooking for diabetics. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit of background before we do our dessert?
Sure.
All
sure.
right.
Well, you know, in essence, I was going to culinary school when I had what we later defined as symptoms. You know, there was constant thirst. I was going to the bathroom a lot. Mm-hmm. And other symptoms. And going to the doctor, it took a couple of months, but I finally was diagnosed with diabetes. And one of the things they said to me was to leave the cooking industry because it's not conducive
right.
oh. to living a healthy lifestyle. And
I was committed to cooking. Mm-hmm. I went to an endocrinologist, a physician, and they were able to teach me how to manage my diabetes successfully. And so within that, that physician actually asked if I could speak to the diabetic group, and it was there that I realized I can take my personal experience mm-hmm. of being a person affected with diabetes with my professional experience of being a chef. And so very early on, the diabetic chef was this idea to really share my knowledge and expertise with people that really needed it.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, for any of us being diagnosed, a way that we can contribute to managing ourselves is to really have a better understanding of the food we consume. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a very natural progression to work with those two things together. So as a diabetic chef, I started to speak, and speaking went into writing, and I've been writing and speaking about cooking and food ever since.
And you have books that you've written, and you're in partnership with the Diabetes Association, correct?
Yep, partnership with the American Diabetes Association. Right. Yep.
That's wonderful. So we had this idea that possibly you could give us a nice dessert that was easy for the visually impaired and blind people and the sighted people too to prepare at home. And did you like
mousse?
The one that I chose? And Michael liked too. And Dr. O'Neill went, woo!
Chocolate.
I bet that one.
I love chocolate.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I have to say, you know, as a chef, mm-hmm. And I will disclose that I do a lot of the cooking at the house. Mm-hmm. I always kind of look to who I'm cooking for,
right?
To really get a better understanding of what they're hungry for, what they're interested in. And one of the things that came up, and I'll share this, was the raspberry chocolate mousse.
Oh, raspberry wow. chocolate. And, wow.
Like raspberry Chambord, Michael. Remember you still like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, something that we are familiar with, but we wanted to make it healthy.
Right.
So, in essence, what this is creating a chocolate mousse from scratch, and it's not difficult. We have fresh raspberries, and then what we do with that is we have, and I'm going to elaborate a little bit more, but just to kind of, you know, we can't smell on the radio, but I want to kind of give you an idea. This is something that's easy to prepare. Mm-hmm. It's basically creating the mousse. And then with the raspberries, I kind of split it in half. So I make a raspberry puree that goes on top and then finish with a couple of fresh raspberries as well. And I can share the recipe with you if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Oh, let me
okay.
pinch.
Oh, wait.
So we start.
Well, you can listen to the podcast and catch it again if you like.
Okay.
Dr. O'Neill's ready to write. Okay. Here we go. She's ready. Pen in hand. Okay.
So it's 1.5 cups, fat-free, half and half.
Okay.
It's 2 teaspoons, unflavored gelatin.
Uh-huh.
It's 2 cups of fat-free ricotta cheese.
Oh, wow.
A half a cup of Equal.
Wait, go slowly. Go slowly. She's writing this down. Okay. What was it after ricotta cheese? Ricotta cheese.
Okay. Ricotta, yes.
Yeah.
Chef
half please. A cup of Equal.
Okay.
A 1/4 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder.
Okay.
A 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract.
Okay.
And I had 2 cups of fresh raspberries divided. And this recipe will make 7 servings.
Oh, wow.
I'll probably eat all of those myself.
Have to
one
double
for
it.
Every day.
Yeah, one for every day, she said. That's funny. Okay.
So the directions very quickly is we take 1/2 cup of the half and half mm-hmm. and put it in a medium saucepan. You sprinkle the gelatin over top and let it stand 5 minutes. And what you're doing is you're basically allowing that gelatin to rehydrate, and that's going to help to thicken it. Mm. Okay, so after 5 minutes, you stir in the remaining half and half, and then heat the mixture on low heat, stirring frequently until the gelatin is dissolved, about 5 minutes or so. And then you just remove it from the heat and set aside. That's all the cooking.
Oh, okay.
So in a bowl, you want to beat the ricotta, the Equal,
the cocoa, and vanilla in a medium bowl or an electric mixer, whatever works, mm-hmm. until well blended. You want to have that half and half cool, and then gradually incorporate that half and half mixture in with the other mixture, so you're incorporating both.
Okay.
And continue to beat that on low speed until it's nice and smooth.
Uh-huh. Chris Smith, where can we find that recipe for those of us who don't write as quickly as Dr. O'Neill?
I can send that to you.
I think that would be wonderful.
I'll
put it on our website or right. Facebook or whatever, so people, I'm sure they want to try this.
Put our website.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And
So I gave you the ingredients and I gave you the technique, so it's there. All you do now is just pour it into the containers.
Oh, good.
What type of container? What type of container would you recommend?
Where's the chocolate?
What's the unsweetened powder, chocolate, cocoa powder.
That's it?
He thought it was going to be fudgy.
Yeah, fudgy. No Hershey?
No.
Michael,
well,
you're diabetic.
This is what's so amazing is, you know, I don't know if there's a connotation with diabetic food, but this is from scratch. It's amazing. It just tastes so good. And what's even better is the other component to this, we talked about that it is a raspberry chocolate mousse. So we have that raspberry. I want fresh raspberries. Mm-hmm. But I take half of that, and I also puree that. So you're getting the chocolate. Imagine the raspberry puree that coincides with that. And then maybe on the spoon, you actually also have an extra raspberry there. So you're getting texture, mm-hmm. different flavors, and they're contrasting. So it's really, it's a nice complex, but it's all familiar. It's the chocolate and berries.
That sounds very good.
Wow. You know, sounds I wanted really to tell good. Everybody that your work has been featured on Time and USA Today and Southern Living and CNN. And it's just funny, we were talking about Delight TV before with Jay, mm-hmm. remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're
and also Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah, I see
diabetic
that.
Living as well.
I see that. Well,
what's also good about this recipe, if somebody doesn't like raspberries,
I was going to ask you.
You can
that.
Use strawberries. You can use any berries that you'd like.
And that's, you know what? Good to know. Strawberries are less expensive right now than raspberries. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you. Let me share another really fun and simple idea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have a dish where I just take strawberries and slice them up, and then, you know, make this real easy. I purchased angel food cake from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you slice them and then dice them. So think of a crouton, you know, like a salad crouton.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you make those, put them on a baking sheet and bake them at maybe a 250 degree oven for about 10 minutes or so, maybe 15. And what you're trying to create is angel food cake croutons.
Wow.
You pull them out of the oven and they're firm and crunchy.
Wow.
But the whole dynamic of the angel food cake changes because it pops into your mouth and it just kind of disintegrates, and it is just this very addictive thing. I emphasize moderation and portion control with this.
Chris, does it become like a sort of like a lady finger consistency?
No. It's the best way I can describe it is a crouton.
Oh, okay.
But it's sweet.
Hmm. Sounds good.
And you can make your own angel food cake. But again, for your audience and a lot of people that I've spoken to, you can go to the grocery store, look at the portion. It's usually two slices. But it's important that we are all aware of the amount of portions that we have. So you just can't eat three cups of this. But you can enjoy it within moderation.
Yeah.
And just having a nice, crunchy, sweet, healthy alternative with maybe some sliced up strawberries or other fruits that might be in season. Simple, easy, and just a wonderful addition for a dessert.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for all those great desserts. And how can people find more about you, your books that you've written, and I'm sure there's audio around a video, YouTube. How can people find you?
Well, we're actually assembling all that together. Mm-hmm. My website is being relaunched very soon.
Okay.
And I'm sure we'll be talking soon, and maybe with the relaunch, we can get back on here and talk
Absolutely.
More about food. And
maybe Mother's Day. What do you think about coming? Can you call in on Mother's Day for a few minutes? Or are you busy? Well, not to put you on the spot. we'll communicate in the email, but I'm just thinking that would be fun on Mother's Day.
And you put it up our website, too. Cooking. Put it on our website. This way
we'll have it. So you don't want to give the website then right now. We're going to wait
working
on
it. He's working on it.
Well, the website under construction.
Thediabeticchef.com.
What was it again?
It's not up yet. It's thediabeticchef.com.
Right, that's
but
what
it's
I
not up
here.
Yet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Chris.
I hope this made you all hungry.
It did.
It did.
We have to go home and start cooking.
Really been teasing my sweet tooth.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in from Nashville. We appreciate it. Enjoy your family and your friends there.
Mike and Lynn and Dr. O'Neill, a pleasure as always.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in.
All right. I like the one with the crunchiness. Okay. So where are we? It's 8... For your information, Michael, it's 8:41. What is it?
Chris.
Yeah, 8:41.
I'm all ears.
Okay, so let's do
it. Oh, yeah, let's do our live read.
Yep.
All right, I like this part right here. This is the fun part,
let's
too.
Let's talk about the glasses. Well. E-Sight, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. E-Sight, the new glasses, absolutely.
Me. Got to get the vocals right. E-Sight has just launched E-Sight 3, a major breakthrough in electronic glasses that let the legally blind actually see. That's right, you heard it first. E-Sight 3 is sleek and stylish, lightweight, hands-free, and worn comfortably on the head. It's a brand new technology breakthrough with improvements such as a 24 optic zoom and a field of view which is a little bit wider than the norm and a size that's dramatically lighter and sleeker as well. I was thinking City Slickers right there from the movie. E-Sight also launched an Everyone deserves to affordable program. Everyone deserves to see affordable program. E-Sight clients advocates will work with each individual to get them E-Sight regardless of their ability to pay. This is in line with our mission. Everyone
deserves
to see, and we will do just what it takes to let everyone see. For more information, give us a call at area code 1-855-837-4448. That's 1-855-837-4448.
And don't
everyone
forget,
deserves to see.
And don't forget to say that you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show, and they'll give you a nice big discount. And don't forget about these new glasses. They're a lot less expensive, number one. Two, they are really sharp and sleek. They're very sharp glasses. And listen to this, okay? Case by case, they'll look at you. So if you have a problem to pay, they'll work with you, okay? Case by case. So you cannot lose. Pick up the phone and call today and see what the story is, okay? Call today. What's the phone number again there?
It's 855-837-4448, or just visit their website at eSightEyewear.com.
Or you can look at our website.
Yeah,
it's there
you can,
as
how
well.
About that? How about that, people?
Blind
visit
and
our
beyond,
website.
BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org.
I have something cute that I asked Dr. O'Neill, and she would be so kind, and she said yes. She's going to read this poem, and it's adorable.
This poem is by Darlene Gifford. It says, God knows I ate a cookie. From the top of my head to the tip of my toes, there's nothing about me that God does not know. He knows I am weak, but in him I am strong. And whatever I do, he sees my rights and he sees my wrongs. God, you know I'm not perfect, and this cookie I eat tastes so delicious, fresh baked and sweet. Help me, God, to control my diabetes today and give me a love for more veggies, I pray. P.S. God, can you make them taste sweet? Like the cookies so tempting that I love to eat.
Isn't that
cute?
Oh,
that's good. Very good.
Isn't that cute?
That's nice. Well, Darlene Gifford.
Yeah.
2015.
Yep.
Can I have some?
A couple of years. What?
Do cookies? We have any cookies to eat?
No, I just have these y'all, health bars with me.
Y'all just going in tonight. All
yeah, we didn't bring any food tonight. Right. We're not. Usually we have something here to eat. We didn't do that tonight. So what are we doing now, Michael?
We do another trivia?
No.
No,
we're talking to, this is what we do. No, we're going to talk some more to Dr. O'Neill. And did you want to, did you have something you wanted to read about diabetic retinopathy?
I wanted to just share this little information.
How about our book?
I wanted to share this little information about the event coming up, because
for you,
the event for, that the Lighthouse is having, because it's a once a year event and it's hosted by a volunteer committee known as Women with a Vision. And all the proceeds from the event go to Lighthouse's early intervention program that serves the infants and the toddlers who are blind.
There you go. For the little ones.
The little babies. And even the infants and the toddlers that have visual impairments in Seminole, Orange, and Osceola counties. And I thought that was good for many people to know, because when we talk about the services, we're always going to what we service
for the adults. Right, right.
But Lighthouse services the babies, the infants and the toddlers, whether they're born with vision impairment or whether they get vision loss during their early years. And I thought that that was wonderful information. See, I'm learning about all of this. I didn't know that, because I always thought just older people go blind, but that's not the case.
I take Michael to the eye doctor every couple of weeks, you know, for his follow-up after the surgery, and it is so unfortunate. I cannot believe how many little children I see in there. I just can't believe it.
Little babies have eye
Little problems. Babies coming in.
It's amazing. And then for the diabetic community, I want to say, diabetic retinopathy, I have to say that.
Okay.
All right, we're going to break.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
When we come back, I want to hear a little more about that book of yours. Going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight, or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
When Sean first tried on Eastside Eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With Eastside Eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
We're back. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael. Lucille O'Neill, Dr. O'Neill?
Yes.
You want to bring the next person on board?
We have a caller by the name of Bryce from Orlando, Florida.
Bryce from Orlando, Florida.
And Bryce happens to be one of my grandsons.
Oh.
Hi, Bryce.
Hey, Grandma.
Hi. Say hello to Lynn and Michael.
Hi, Bryce.
Hey, Bryce.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. What do you have to say for yourself?
I was just listening to the radio show with my mom, and I wanted to tell my grandma that I'm proud of her and I love her.
Oh, thank you very much.
She loves his grandma.
Thank you. You getting a lot of news about Lighthouse of Central Florida that you can share with your friends, right?
Yes.
That's good. It's a great program. So you make sure that you tell them that Lighthouse of Central Florida is working for the visually impaired as well as the blind, infants, toddlers, and adults. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Bryce, for calling in.
All right.
Thank you. See you later. Okay. I love you.
Love you, too.
Aw. Reminds me when Stephen was younger. That's so nice.
Lynn, you wanted to say something about WOKB?
I did. I wanted to, on behalf of the Blind and Beyond radio show, I would like to congratulate WOKB for receiving the, Chris, I'd like you to explain it. Was it the Stellar Award or one of the awards?
One of the Stellar Awards
that
we received.
Okay, explain it to everybody.
We were in the market for radio station in a large market.
Okay.
We were the only radio station in Florida to be qualified as a nominee and went forth to win a Stellar Award as well.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right. So it's not only us here at WOKB, but it's you. It's you for all your hard work, your commitment, your dedication, and all the rest of the brokers that come on air with us who have programs on air with us.
We
couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you.
We thank you, and we thank everybody, your listeners, our listeners, and everybody that listens in general that took the time out to go online to vote, to say, hey, WOKB is our radio station in Orlando, Florida. We appreciate them, and we're going to click on this name right here for them to win an award. And lo and behold, on last evening, we won the award, the Stellar Award for Best Radio Station in a Large Market.
Oh, my
Congratulations.
Gosh.
Congratulations. I'm so proud of WOKB.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful. Shanti, congratulations if you're listening.
And by the way,
and Glenn,
if you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org and listen to any part of the show. It's all there. Last year, it's all there for the last 1 year show. Dr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Tell a little people before we go off the air about your book. That's
My book is actually, well, my testimony is actually 7 years written format, but you can still obtain a copy if you go to Amazon.com. It's cheaper now, but it is the second edition paperback. But the story is still relevant today.
I can't wait to read it.
I'm happy that people still, after 7 years, want to read and then allow me to share my testimony with them.
Would you have another book signing in the near future?
I will be selling books at the event in May. Okay. Every year I put up a table and continue to sell my books. And we also have an audio version of the book, which is so good for people that are, you know, not able to see. And I love to be able to just give away some tickets for this event.
I know. And we thank you for those tickets.
I'm happy to be able to do that because we want everybody to come out to the Faith and Fellowship.
We'll start giving away next week.
Okay, that's good. But I'm looking forward to you all coming also.
That's right.
We're going to have a good time. We're gonna be getting together for a purpose.
That's right.
A wonderful purpose.
When you said audio, would the Talking Book Library have it in Daytona or any of the other Talking Book Libraries?
They can probably order it from the company.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they can. All you have to do is ask, can you get this? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that they'll find a way.
Well, this is really wonderful, and we appreciate you coming on. And
I love the title. Yeah. I love the title.
And I wanted to wish you, and Michael and I would like to wish you good luck with your ambassadorship.
Thank you so much.
At LCF.
Thank you.
Central Florida.
Thank you.
And thank you, Richard and Lee and Kyle, for putting this all together. We greatly appreciate it. I hope they're still listening. I think they are.
Yes, I'm still excited because I know that with the Lighthouse, they're going to continue to do wonderful things for the community.
They're amazing.
So anything that I can do to help get the word out, I'm happy to be able to do that. Well, thank you for taking time.
Well,
also,
we'd like to have you back. Thank you. Real pleasure. Lynn?
That's it, Michael.
That's the story?
That's the story.
Okay. Chris?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for doing a great job today.
Yes, sir. Anytime. That's what I'm here to do. I'm a team player.
And I'd like to remind everybody, you know me, I have to give you that little dig every week, to please visit our Facebook page, which is Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and give it a like. And also, you can visit our website. And every week we put the news on the news and update page. It tells you who's coming up on the show. And that is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And we look forward to having you visit that. And all the podcasts are there, every single show. There are archive podcasts. Read the testimonials. Find out what's doing. And it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun, don't we, Michael?
Yes. And thank you, Dr. O'Neill, for coming on board.
It's been my pleasure.
And today we're going to go out with Lucille.
That's right. Here we go.
Here we go. See you all next week. Take care. Love you all. Take care.
See you next week.
Love you all. Take care.
The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame. I don't think I could just talk enough about Lucille. Sometime when I'm blue, seem like Lucille try to help me call my name. I used to sing spirituals, and I thought that this was the thing that I wanted to do. But somehow or other, when I went in the army, I picked up on Lucille, started singing the blues. Now when I'm paying my dues, maybe you don't know what I mean when I say paying dues. I mean when things are bad with me, I can always, depend on Lucille.